102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 6:53. Sunny and 82. Quarterback Colin Kaepernick from the San Francisco 49ers recently has been sitting during the anthem before 49ers games, and it's gotten attention now. And he has very clearly stated why he's doing it. And it's about the oppression of African-Americans in the United States and or injustices. And he's made it very clear why he's doing it. And now it's getting press, and now people are getting annoyed, because when you sit during the anthem, it's disrespectful to everything that's come before it.
They're burning
the
jerseys,
song, the country, that
the
kind
whole
of
deal. I just don't think the 49ers are going to put up with it. I think they'll cut him. They don't have to. He sucks. Guy hasn't had a good year. That one good year. Harbaugh was his guy. You know, Harbaugh loved him. They loved each other. They had some success together, and then Harbaugh fell out of favor, and then he fell out of favor. He hasn't done a damn thing since. The dude made $120 million. He signed a $120 million contract all for the one season, and he hasn't lived up to it since because everybody figured him out. So the guy makes $19 million, right? If I'm the 49ers, you're not Steve Young or Joe Montana. You're not good enough to pull that stunt on my sidelines. Bye.
But if you don't give him at least the chance to sit there and do it and like have some sort of understanding.
I don't need it.
No.
I'm the
49ers. How do the 49ers look?
They'll be fine, because you know what the 49ers don't want? They would rather turn their back on this prick than turn their back.
But they're not. They're turning it on the whole issue.
Turn their back on veterans groups or the people that will be protesting outside their stadium and outside their offices for harboring this moron.
But wouldn't the 49ers be turning their back on free speech?
It's not about free speech. It's about what
Seems
they
like
want.
It is.
Listen, if you play for the New York Yankees, you can't wear a beard, right?
That's right.
That's not what they want. They don't want it. And if you don't want to deal with this, if you don't want to deal with their rules and you don't want to deal with it, then you don't have to. You can go play somewhere else.
But there,
I'm not saying that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have the right to go do this. Yeah. Of course he's got the right. I'm saying if I'm the 49ers, you're not Steve Young, you're not Joe Montana, I don't need this kind of press. Go do it somewhere on somebody else's sidelines. And let him go. And they'll let him go. Because he's not good enough to pull this.
What if he was still?
Different ball game.
Why?
He's not, though.
It's either it's wrong to stand, it's wrong to sit during the anthem, or it's not. It doesn't matter what your status as player is.
Right, but it's not a question. If I'm the 49ers, this is a business decision.
Right.
Right? And him pulling this thing and fans not coming to the games, not to come show support because they don't want this guy on the team. That's money.
Is that
what's
happening?
That's business. It's about to. Watch.
Oh, okay.
He got booed.
I didn't see that yet.
He got booed in his own stadium the other night. Got booed in his own stadium. What do you think is going to happen? They're not going to name the starting quarterback. They'd be crazy to. They'd be crazy to. So then you're going to have a guy who's
without this, would he have been?
So then you're going to have... No, he was up for the job. Okay. There was a quarterback controversy going on. So now you're going to have a $19 million quarterback on your bench who creates bad blood in the market? Nope. No.
That's a tough choice.
It's not that tough. Business-wise, it's not that tough.
Because if you cut him, then you'll have plenty of protesters outside because all he did was sit during the anthem. It doesn't even affect the game on the field.
No, it doesn't. But
not
it
even close.
No, but it's...
So now you're totally discounting what he is trying to bring attention and or the protest to, and now that's a whole bunch of people, white or black, who'll be pissed off about that. And now they'll be protesting. I guess you have to pick your group of protesters.
Yeah. The 49ers don't need it.
He is wearing their uniform and under the NFL banner, and that's when but that's his spotlight.
That's
the only place he could do it on his street clothes, but it wouldn't matter.
The NFL backed up real quick, and they said, well, you know, the rules are that, you know, we asked the players to, everybody involved, to stand up for the national anthem, but they don't have to.
Right.
Okay. You're right. I don't have to have a $19 million quarterback on my bench.
We're going to see where this goes.
Maybe somebody who
Niners are in a tough spot no matter what
they do. Brett's got some audio. And again, I don't think... You have the right to do it.
Absolutely.
But if I'm the 49ers, I don't have to pay you. You can go do somewhere else.
657, Ted has the roads.
Your BAB, Sunrise Toyota, Long Island Traffic,
FCA US LLC.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, just after 7 o'clock. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the 49ers, sat during the anthem in a preseason game and has stirred up some controversy. And the reason he did, he says, listen, black people are being oppressed in the country, and there's racial injustice, and I can't sit by quiet anymore, so this is the way I'd like to bring attention to it.
How much oppression is there when you have a black president, you have black Supreme Court justices, you have black congressmen, senators, right? You just got to go out there and want it.
Well, that's progress, but you're saying there's racial injustice. It's been in the news. I mean, however you want to look at it. There are people, you know, he says there's people whose lives have been taken. That I heard a quote from something like that, that he goes, their lives were wasted.
Yeah, and then the stats, I don't want to get into it, but the stats will show that there are more white people shot by cops and killed by cops than black people.
Well, we have a veteran on the line who has a thought. Go ahead, sir.
What bothers me is he doesn't want to stand for a country that stands for that. That's not what our country stands for. We happen to have a systemic problem, but our country does not stand for racial segregation and oppressing people. That's not what we stand for.
That's true.
And if he really wants to help out, you got $19 million? Why don't you start some type of a fund to do something positive instead of dealing in more negativity? Go out there and say, you know what? I'm a person of color. I'm offended by this. This is not what I'm going to stand for the national anthem, because what we're doing when we stand, and I have this argument with people when I go to ball games and everything as a veteran, you're standing to respect the people that have fought and died for this country. It's a separate issue. Does he have the right? Yes, he does have the right. But there's things you do and there's things you don't do. He's bringing negativity to an issue where, as a person of influence, he could try to make a positive impact. He's just throwing more fire on the flames. He could do it in a different way. You don't disrespect the country or the flag. That's exactly what he's doing.
All right. Thank you. Very well put. That's pretty good. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, with Roger and JP.
We have some audio from him too, Brett?
Sure do.
All right, I'll get to that in a minute. I don't
know where I'm going. B.A.B., Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and J.P., 7-0-8. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the 49ers, has definitely created a stir with his sitting during the anthem to protest racial injustice in the United States and or black oppression. He's had a couple of things, and he really explains it very well. Here's what Colin said about the whole thing, why he's sitting.
This stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now.
So when your uniform is off, go be a vocal leader for the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. Get involved with it. If that's the movement that you think is going to make the necessary change mm-hmm. for the people that you want to help, then go be vocal. But when your uniform is on, show some respect.
But when his uniform's on is when the spotlight's on. When the uniform's off, it's not necessarily
the spotlight.
He's still
Colin Kaepernick. He's still a $120 million quarterback mm-hmm. in the NFL for mm-hmm. now. He gets up on a podium with the Black Lives Matter thing.
Yeah.
He's a name, and he's a name that people know. And if he means that much to you, then go do it that way.
He explains his stance pretty well. We'll hear a little more from Colin Kaepernick next. See, if you don't like what he's doing, maybe he'll flip you, maybe he won't. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, with Roger and JP. It's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 713. Sunny and 82 degrees today. Well, I mean, this is a controversy that comes up all the time, where someone will, in a way, grandstand. But Colin Kaepernick from the 49ers has done this, where he sat down during the anthem, and it's making a point. And he's getting his voice heard, and he's...
Why do I feel like you're almost okay with this? Because you haven't really taken a side one way or the other.
Well, I feel that he can do this. He knows the repercussions.
All right.
He knows he's working for the 49ers at the time, and it's up to them to react to it. And he's not the guy who's being oppressed, but he's also, he said that. It's not me I'm speaking for. It's for the people who don't have a voice. I feel there's racial injustice. Now, the anthem, personally, I hate the fact he sits during the anthem. I hate the fact people burn flags. But it's part of what you're allowed to do in this country, and he's chosen that path. Let's see where it goes. Let's see if he does any good by his protest. I understand why he's doing it, but to me, during the anthem is offensive, because the country is a great country, and the anthem stands for the whole country, not for one particular thing that you're bothered by. If everybody sat during the anthem for one thing they're bothered by, nobody would be standing.
True.
We should all stand as one and fix the things that make you want to sit down during the anthem and piss you off. That's the way I look at it. Mm. Here's Colin Kaepernick explaining more of how he looks at why he's sitting.
You know, I have great respect for men and women that have fought for this country. I have family. I have friends that have gone and fought for this country. And they fight for freedom. They fight for the people. They fight for liberty and justice for everyone. And that's not happening. I mean, people are dying in vain because this country isn't holding their end of the bargain up as far as giving freedom and justice and liberty to everybody. It's something that's not happening. I've seen videos. I've seen circumstances where men and women that have been in the military have come back and been treated unjustly by the country they fought for and have been murdered by the country they fought for on our land. That's not right.
You seen video of that? Here's the thing. Why don't you go ask your friends and family that have fought for that flag and fought for this country how they feel about you sitting down during the national anthem? I guarantee you they're not going to be really all that happy with you.
Well, they may not
be. I guarantee you that.
They may not. And don't forget, everybody was really pissed off at Beyonce for her halftime show. And now, even at the VMAs, she walked the carpet with the three moms of Eric Garner, the men who were shot. They're very controversial situations in the news. She's not standing just for them, I guess you could say. She's still pushing her agenda, and nobody is bothered by it. So I mean,
I wouldn't say nobody is bothered by it.
She didn't sit during the anthem, though. That's a flashpoint, you know. But similar agendas. Let's see where it goes. I mean, let's hope everything gets fixed. Yeah, we're never always perfect, but we could try. 7:16. It's sunny at 82 today. It's going to be a really nice day. Ted has traffic.
Your BAB, Sunrise Toyota, Long Island traffic, Northern Parkway, westbound into exit 36.